Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 43 after the hour, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry's our guest. We're talking about angel investing. Tim's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the purveyor of timberry.com. I encourage you to go there. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you hang out with Tim, and you'll thank me later. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about angel investing. In the previous segment, we talked a little bit, kind of introduced us to the concept of an angel. But I want to say one more thing about angels before we go to the group, angel groups that you mentioned. Angel investor, my experience, you tell me, an angel, what you think. An angel investor is unlike a venture capitalist. An angel investor is often going to bring more than just money to the venture, right? They're gonna bring some expertise. If they're interested in investing, it's because they've kind of got an interest, maybe even some experience in the industry, and they might bring some expertise to the management of the company, and they might bring some contacts, right?
Absolutely, and what you're seeing there is. The angel investors will tend to invest in industries they know, and they'll tend to invest close, and they will tend to be more involved in the company than, say, the venture capital. It's
and the
not
founder
just
wants this.
Money.
The founder wants this.
Yes,
because their expertise and their contacts and what they've forgotten that you may never know could be worth more than the money.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was in a conversation not long ago where the startup founder was asking, he said, where do I find angel investors who will just give me the money and trust me and stay away so I can run my company? And I kind of chuckled and said, well, good luck with that. I have no idea. Because
just say, well, that's fantasy land. That's where you find them. Go to fantasy land.
You find in most of these cases, what you're getting is people, I mean, I may be an example because I'm interested in the companies in which my group invests.
Mm-hmm.
And there are opinions and contacts and helping, and you need to focus or you're too far, whatever. There's involvement necessarily. These are people. Part of it is helping startups. Part of it is making money. You know, the idea is to make money with this. But part of it also is being involved in that delightful effervescence of creating
right.
new things and
yep.
building new companies, building new jobs, changing the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's exciting to make things, you know, it's creating things.
Right. Now we come to the thing that you mentioned in the previous segment a little bit, and I wanted to flesh out a little bit in this segment. And that's the concept of angel groups. Now this is something that is a lot newer. And this is where angels realize, you know, somebody who's an angel who wants to have an impact might only have, you know, might not have enough money to make an impact, and so they form groups and collectively they spread the exposure, they spread the ownership, and they spread the investment over a groups, right? Just like the one you're part of.
Yes, there are more than 600 angel groups in the United States. I'm in one in Eugene, in Corvallis, Oregon. There's another one that I'm aware of alumni of the school that I did my degree. There's local groups, geographic groups, industry groups, alumni groups where, in the case of mine, well, I'm an angel conference in the region I'm in. There's about 40 members, and we get together. We do at least one investment a year, usually two or three. People can go to gust.com, like a gust of wind, and find 600-some groups through
Wow.
Gust. They can set up their information. They can make themselves available to groups.
It's a great resource. Gust.com.
Gust, like a gust of wind.
Uh-huh.
And Gust.com is free to the startups, free to the angel investors. And it's a platform where they can put information. And
it's like a bureau that connects people.
That's how I meet them. These aren't mm-hmm. people that I knew. These are people that I meet, our whole group meets through Gust. And some of these groups, Jim, the buy-in, the amount of investment, goes down to as little as $5,000 with a lot of groups.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's still money, but it's mm-hmm. not $300,000.
It's not taking down money.
The lowest buy-in is $5,000.
But now, as a member of an angel group, you really have become, in my opinion, more like a venture capital group, because you're not going to be able to reach out and touch these companies. You're more like an investor to a venture capital, because if you're a true angel and you're not part of a group, then you're gonna have access to the company. If you're part of an angel group, you're going to have less access, or are you? You're going to have more hands-off.
Well, the way it works, at least for the group I'm in, is it's what the investor wants. Of the 40 people who help choose, and we study these companies together, and we mm-hmm. vote, and we say, okay, this is the one we're investing in. The people with experience and interest in that company are very involved in it.
Right.
The other people who don't have that same interest in
experience. Do they agree to stay away so 40 people don't show up one day wanting to know what's going on?
It's never been a problem. Nobody formally agrees to stay away.
Right.
In theory, all 40 would be welcome in theory. But it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
And there is one of us who will be chosen to be a member of the board
of
directors. To be
kind of the mentor. All right, hold on to that thought. Back with more to come with Tim Berry after these messages. TimBerry.com, PaloAlto.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.